Good morning, everybody. Yeah, welcome to another blessed day. Yeah, I love kicking it with y'all, man. You know, and I like doing this thing. You know, maybe one day God can make this my actual job, but I love this. You know, anyway, we're gonna make this episode here. Well, this episode is going to be called, I Can't Live Without You. Man, you know, I can't live without God. I can't live without Jesus. I can't live without the Spirit. You know what I mean? I got to have all that. I need all that. You got to have all your resources when you walking in the unseen and walking the path of righteousness. You got to stay ready at all times, all right, you know, and the word say, apart from me, you can do nothing. I can't do nothing without God. I gotta have Him for everything in my life, you know. And then when His presence ain't noticed in my life, everything fail and go wrong. And I can't be living like that, man. I'm tired of all that confusion, all that drama, all that negativity, you know, and conflict, unnecessary situation, man. That's what the world offer. You see? That's what the world offer you. Tragedies. You know, yeah, it's glamorous in the beginning. You look real good. And yes, I got that. Yes, yes. You know, and you're happy about it. And then later on, when you find out the conduct on those temporary features, then you sit back and think, be like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, man. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Yeah, but now you got, now, you know, because you reap what you sow. So now you got, you know, you're dealing with problems that can be some of them a couple of days, some of them weeks, some of them even months and years over bad choices. That's why God said, my burden is light. Huh? You can't live without God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You can't lean on your own understanding, man. Your understanding is carnal. How you gonna know the way? You know, while you learning, you don't even know what you're doing. And on top of that, yeah, Jesus, you go ahead and drive. You go ahead and drive. I'm good. I'm letting Jesus drive. I can't ride like that no more, man. I can't do that. Nah, I'm good on that one. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your Holy Spirit. God said His grace is sufficient. Yeah, my grace is sufficient. And boy, when I pray for it, I mean, I feel it hit me. Man, I'm telling you. You just get the stars, get the pronouncing and saying some scriptures when you get up first thing. And see how they affect your presence and energy. It gives you motivation. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome. I just thank God for showing me that and choosing me out of the darkness to come and be part of this. Well, that's deep, man. That's ocean deep right there, buddy. You know? And we got to, man, in order to live, you're going to have to fight. That's when you know you got that abundant life, because you get to enjoy, the benefits of living in the spirit. Or to, in order to attain that and keep that, you got to fight the good fight. You had to fight the good fight. Because now, you can see in the unseen. Yeah. I can't live without you. You know, I can't live without God, man. Neither can y'all. Everybody keep your head up and stay prayed up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Peace.